Actress Mia Farrow condemns Trump airstrike on Trenta, Aragua boat, it was murder. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 6, 2025. Actress Mia Farrow raged over a drug boat strike that killed 11 Trenta, Aragua terrorists who were en route to the United States, bizarrely accusing President Donald Trump of murder. Trump is now doing extrajudicial killings, Farrow claimed in a Thursday post on the leftist echo chamber social media platform Blue Sky. Trump is now doing extrajudicial killings. He ordered a boat on the high seas bombed. Killed 11 people. We have not been shown any proof they were drug smugglers. It was murder. www.nytimes.com/2025/09/04/u. Image or embed. Mia Farrow, at miafarrow.bisky.social. September 4, 2025 at 9:49 p.m. He ordered a boat on the high seas bombed. Killed 11 people, the Rosemary's Baby star added. We have not been shown any proof they were drug smugglers. It was murder. In her post, Farrow shared a New York Times article titled, Trump Claims the Power to Summarily Kill Suspected Drug Smugglers. In the article, the newspaper reports that President Trump labeled drug cartels terrorists and ordered the U.S. military to summarily kill a group of people aboard what he said was a drug smuggling boat. White House spokeswoman Anna Kelly told the New York Times that a strike took place in international waters, which did not put American troops at risk, adding that the strike was fully consistent with the law of armed conflict. The president had directed the attack in defense of vital U.S. national interests and in the collective self-defense of other nations who have long suffered due to the narcotics trafficking and violent cartel activities of such organizations, Kelly said. As Breitbart News reported, on direct orders from President Trump, U.S. military forces launched a precision strike on a drug-laden vessel in international waters, killing 11 Trenta, Aragua narco-terrorists en route to the United States. President Trump declared the operation a clear warning to traffickers that those who smuggle poison toward American shores will face swift and lethal consequences. Families who have had their loved ones slaughtered by drug cartels have asked the Trump administration to designate the violent criminals as foreign terrorist organizations, which would effectively make it easier for the U.S. government to take them out. Notably, China also aids Mexican cartels in killing more than 150 Americans with fentanyl each day. More disturbingly, many of the victims are young people who do not even know they are taking the drug. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.